Hey guys, on this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to be answering some questions that I've gotten about social media, and some of these are kind of entertaining. So we're going to dive on in and answer some common questions about social. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, guys, the very first question that we are going to dive into kind of is interesting, and I want to dive into it before we talk any context, anything like that. I'm really excited because right now we're getting geared up for next week's Cheat Codes Live volume. I think it's either 3 or 4. I don't remember if it's 3 or 4. We've had so many Cheat Codes Live, and they're so fun. They're really enjoyable. But this question is really interesting because there's something called like a projection in it, meaning somebody asks a question in a way that helps you to realize that they're assuming everyone else agrees with their stance. And you'll see what I mean when we dive into this. So the question is, how does social media scream, I'm having fun and you're not? And I answered this a little bit, and I want to go a little more in depth. And my answer was this: it only seems that way if you perceive it that way. Social media is oftentimes a curation of the highlights in someone else's life. So one of the things that's really tough about social media is that if you're sitting back being like, oh, I'm so sick of the fake, I'm sick of the highlight reel, I'm sick of everyone bragging about how great their life is, I understand that that can seem so frustrating. But the cool thing is you have the ability to step back and be like, you know what, I'm going to go create some fun in my life. And that was a huge realization for me, that I can sit back and stare at someone else traveling, or I can be like, how can I find a way to travel? I'm going to start traveling. If I see someone who it looks like their kids and them are always happy and having fun, yes, that is probably a part of the highlight reel, because anyone with kids knows that it's not always that way. But at the same time, what can I do tonight to go be happy and have fun with my kids as much as humanly possible? What we create and what we put out there on social can sometimes be true. For some people, it's not true. But when you see something that someone else has and you're like, oh, they're all having fun and I'm not, go have some fun. Go create some memories, go do something. And just so you know, I'm not preaching at you. That was something I had to say to myself as well. Create a life that you don't actually just watch someone else's on Instagram. You're sitting back saying, wow, my life is worthy of someone else's highlight reel. This is worthy of my highlight reel. I'm proud of it. I have fun. I enjoy it. That has been a huge step in my process of learning to really enjoy social. All right, so let's go to question number 2. What social media platform is most engaging? Well, I would answer this question differently if it was what social media platform gets the most engagement. I'm finding right now YouTube to be the most engaging platform. And the reason for that is because it's so driven by video. Obviously. Thank you, Captain Obvious, for that observation of the day. But what I love about YouTube is that there's opportunity for incredible rich bios, there's videos, you can have call to actions throughout, you can put links in the bio, there's comments, pinning comments, hearting comments, liking comments, replying to comments, and the ability to also put together ads. And there's so much that goes on the platform that I find it incredibly engaging. In terms of the most entertaining, I would say TikTok. If it was the most engaged platform, I don't know that I could necessarily pick one. It would probably have to be a tie between YouTube and Facebook. Facebook profiles. So YouTube, Instagram, and then Facebook profiles. Great question. All right. Question number 3. What are the ways to get followers on Twitter without advertising or without any other site help? Okay, I found several things to be super helpful in growing a Twitter following. Number one, you want to tweet a lot more than you think. People love positive, inspirational content, random fun content. I usually pre-schedule a month's worth of tweets at a time, and I tweet anywhere from 5 to 10 times per day. That being said, I also like kind of live tweeting my life as I feel like it, as I think of it. I like engaging with people there. We'll get to that in just a moment. But I kind of go by the rule of thumb, every time you eat, it's time to tweet. Number two is engage with people in your ideal following. Yeah, this actually takes work. People get annoyed when I tell them this. It takes work. Like their tweets, reply to them. It's a conversation on Twitter. By engaging with people, you're more likely to grow your following. It's not about hacking the system. It's about actually building relationships. And then this is also my favorite one. Go to the people who retweet and like the tweets from accounts that are similar to you. So let's say you're similar to Gary Vaynerchuk. Go to his feed and find tweets that he's put out there that are similar to the tweets that you put out. Go and search for the people who have retweeted his content and liked his content and go and follow them. Yes, you are limited by how many people you can follow. I think it's per hour, but come back and do that a couple times. You know, you can do it once or twice a day. You could do it every single day, just a little bit, and you'll be surprised by how much you grow. Twitter is a lot like most platforms in that consistency really pays off. If you want to actually grow your Twitter following without advertising, without paying for anything or any spam or fake likes or any engagement like that, you're going to want to spend 15 to 20 minutes per day focusing on growth and engagement, and you will honestly see your Twitter following grow without paying for ads. All right, guys, this has been a fun episode answering a couple questions that people have been asking, and we're going to do this again most likely pretty soon. I think this is super fun. So I put together an awesome resource for you guys. If you head to the show notes for this episode, rachelpeterson.com/podcast. And just a reminder, my last name is all E's and a D. You can grab 7 of my favorite social media strategies. We call it Rachel's Gold. It's pretty awesome. So you can just click the link in the show notes and get that for free in your inbox in about 5 minutes. Another thing that you can do, since we talked about Twitter in this episode, is you can head on over to my Twitter profile and watch as I do the exact action steps I talked about in this episode. My handle is at the Mrs. Peterson, P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N, and you can check it out and watch as my Twitter following grows. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. You're going to love what's coming up in the next couple of weeks as we dive into TikTok and several other strategies that you probably haven't heard of before. I'll catch you guys later.